Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Adults Who Baby Talk. Do you love it or hate it? 404-263-0941 or lean on the text line 51539. We're asking if you love or hate Adults Who Baby Talk because we got this email.
Hey friends, do you know any grown adults who still use baby talk to talk to each other? My brother and his new wife are disgusting. They use baby talk with each other at the table in front of the rest of the family. I heard him say, "I love you," while he rubbed his foot on her leg under the table. Ew! When they were leaving my parents' house to go home, he said they had to go Betty Bye. What is wrong with him? Can I ask him to stop baby talking? Signed, grossed out sister Gabrielle.
All right, Adults Who Baby Talk. Love it or hate it. 404-263-0941.
I love it.
What?
Ew. That is this. You are adults. Come on now.
I got no problem with it.
Do you tell Gretchen, "I love
you,
Gretchen.
You.
I love you. I love you, Gretchen."
It is a sign of a healthy relationship that you two do not care what anybody thinks about you.
Mm-mm.
If you can talk to each other like that in public, that means you've got a strong relationship. You do you. Now, I will say,
that is not what I thought you were going
disgusting.
To say at all.
I know.
I would typically think Mark would be like, "Oh, that's dumb."
That's what I was thinking.
I will say, it's inappropriate during serious conversations. Like, I'm not going to look at Gretchen and go, "Your auntie wanty, dighty whitey." But
that's not how
you know what? It just means you're comfortable with each other, and it means you had a great upbringing with your parents as well.
Ew, how old
what?
Are you?
What? Yeah. To me, it's just so schmoopy and like sloppy and lovey dovey. It's like you're trying to prove something in front of other people. If you do it in private, I'm cool.
That's one thing, in private, yes.
But if you do it in public?
If you're 11 and 12 years old.
This email says it's her newly married brother.
Yes.
I love the "I love you" while he rubbed his foot on her under the table.
All right, 404-263-0941. Adults Who Baby Talk.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you, Jen and friend. Let them
call us Wallace.
Call us Wallace, you cutie patootie. Come on now. Lovey dovey.
404-263-0941. Your calls are next for group therapy on Jen and Friends. Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Adults Who Baby Talk. Do you love it or hate it? 404-263-0941 or lean on the text line 51539. We're asking because we got this email.
Do you know any grown adults who still use baby talk to talk to each other? My brother and his new wife are disgusting. They use baby talk with each other at the table in front of the rest of the family. And I heard him say, "I love you," while he rubbed his foot on her under the table.
That is the
Ew.
Line right
I
there.
Know.
That is it right there. 404-263-0941. Kenneth is calling from Douglasville. Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you love or hate adult baby talk?
Oh, my God, I hate it so much.
Thank you.
I'm the direct victim. You know, like, I'm not even trying to participate in this stuff. And, my wife has given me the unfortunate nickname of Pookie.
Hey, Pookie.
Now, does she use that only privately, Kenneth, or does she use it in front of other people? Oh, no.
No. Like, it was a private thing. It was like, "Oh, Pookie," you know, and it was like, it was whatever, you know. But then she started using it in public. She's using it at family events. Like, I just met her cousin the other day. He legitimately thought my name was Pookie. He's like, "Oh, you're the infamous Pookie." I'm like, "Oh, my God, you got to stop this."
Thank you so much for the call, gosh. Kenneth. All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Adult baby talk. How do we feel about it?
Appreciate you, Ella, who said baby talk is fine if it's to a dog or a baby, but to do it in general, it's just weird. This one coming in from Morgan in Lawrenceville. "I hate it. Adults should not promote stupidity / immaturity. Wow. We already have so much of it. Please speak like an adult."
But you say it's all good. You think it's cute.
I got no problem. We're
Pookie
Goat.
And you said it's a healthy thing for a relationship? Are you sure?
Because it proves that you two in a relationship are comfortable and healthy enough with each other to talk like children in public. And if you are fine with each other, that means your relationship is strong. Now, for dude that we just talked to, Kenneth, who said Pookie, I feel bad for the dude because he, I mean, you literally have family members now that think his name is his baby talk name. But if baby wavy, I love you, you do you. If it makes your relationship better, then I got no problem with it.
So all you're right, okay schnookums. With Gretchen calling you Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. I kind of want to know.
Jessica in Villa Rica, welcome to Group Therapy. What do you think of adult baby talk?
Well, I guess it just kind of depends in the context. So I'm a dental hygienist, so no one likes to come see us. We're not, you know, the fan favorite. But I had a patient that would baby talk and basically could say whatever she wanted if she used the baby voice. So she would say things like, well, just make sure you don't hurt me because then I'd have to hurt you.
Mm. Like, so she would use baby talk to get her way in her relationship. Ooh, that's a little creepy.
Did you ever tell your patients
thanks
to
thanks for the call, Jessica.
To flossy wassy.
Coming up in minutes.
All right, adult baby talk. Love it or hate it. We can continue this conversation on Facebook as well. Some comments are coming in now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.